Well, they legitimize it because nobody stops them. Everybody is afraid to stop Israel, apparently. I see Israel as a spoiled, rotten little child that everybody is afraid to discipline. So when governments won't do it, then civil society is going to have to. Israel only allows 81 items into Gaza. For example, it doesn't allow chocolate in. It doesn't allow paper in. It doesn't allow high-end medical equipment in. It doesn't allow motorized wheelchairs, as an example. All of those things are on Israel's list of 2,000 items that are not allowed into Gaza.
How do the people of Gaza live day to day?
You know, I think that's one of the reasons that so many of us stick to this for such a long time. I've been trying to advocate for justice for the Palestinians now for 43 years. I'm constantly amazed at the integrity and the inventiveness and there's just the sheer welcome attitude of the Palestinians. They will give you the last piece of food that they have on the table. On their table, they invite you in to eat with them, even when they don't have anything. They're a remarkably resilient group because that is their resistance. Their resistance is exactly what it is that they're doing. We won't go away. We'll continue to have our children. We will continue to try to advocate for our freedom and our right to have the same kind of rights that everybody else does. And so when you see that, you think, okay, we suffered 9 deaths last week, which was a tragedy, but it doesn't come anywhere close to what the Palestinians suffer on a daily basis.